Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on!
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
Welcome back to hour three of our show, the Triple M Summer Session with Maroon and Hoops. Plenty to come this hour. Still the tweets and emails come in. A lot of people are asking the question, Hoops, we had David Nofaluma on earlier who said he went out for dinner with the chairman, Lee Hadjipantelis from the Tigers. People wondering where they might have went for dinner.
Where do you think they might have gone?
Well, I mean, if they were some fine restaurants.
Go somewhere fancy, like a Mr. Wong's or...
Or Kingsley's.
I know Kingsley's down. We've been there with Lee.
Yeah, China
Doll. Last time we had a food with Lee, we went to Kingsley's. How good's that?
But do you come in all the way from the beautiful southwest?
There's plenty of good joints out there.
Yeah. Ingleburn Bowling Club's a good place to get a feed.
Ribs and Rump.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Well, you can't go wrong at Ribs and Rump.
Cannot.
It's like a voice exercise, isn't it? You can't go wrong at Ribs and Rump. Also, mate, before we get back into the footy, I'm hearing that while you were away, you might have did a little bit of fishing with your young bloke, Bruce. Did you catch anything?
Yeah, we caught a couple of little things, bits and pieces, little brim, little whiting.
Right.
Yeah. He loves it, Bruce. Can't get enough of it.
Loves fishing?
He loves fishing, yeah. He tells me I need more patience. Dad, don't bring it in yet. Don't bring it in yet. Just wait. You've got to be patient.
He tells you don't. Isn't that great?
He's good. He loves yabbying too. We went out to a couple of dams and whatnot, and you throw the nets in, and mate, kids love that.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of it. Yeah.
I used to go with my old man prawning.
Oh, yeah.
Up Lake Cadie near Port Macquarie, a bit of prawning.
Yeah, I heard you used to do a bit of late night stuff up around the Norman Ross too many years ago, but tell me, so what would you do with your old man when you'd go prawning?
Well, I catch in the old days, you'd bring the old net, like me. 2 metres of net and you just walk through Lake Cadie with the net.
Right, no tinny or anything?
You just walk through. Along. You're just wading along through there.
Okay. How many would you get?
Oh, well, one night we only got nine. Not 9 kilo, 9 prawns.
But as we got better at it. That's a lean feed.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Take them back home to the motel in Flynn's Beach where we're staying.
Yep, and cook them up. Yep, on the barbie.
Put them in, just boil them up.
Yep.
Then the old man would have 3 King Browns.
Yep.
I might have a can of Coke.
Yep.
And, just to wash down the prawns. Happy days.
What was he, Mr. Maribi, a Resch's dinner
old
man?
DA or? Man all the way. A bottle of DA on the way out to Cadie.
Yep.
A bottle of DA on the way back.
Yep.
Happy days back in the 70s. Just before we go to a little chat about COVID and the bubble for season 2021, our poll today, which we are now going to put to bed, was who do you think will finish with the wooden spoon in 2021? Here is how the votes finished. 15% said the West Tigers. 15% said the Dragons. I can't recall in my time the Dragons ever finishing last. Hoops.
Yeah, you got me there, Anthony.
19% said Manly. I'm pretty sure they have never
I know the Seagulls have never had a wooden spoon.
23% said the Dogs, and 28% said the Broncos. So it looks like most people believe the Broncos will finish last in the NRL in season 2021. So we'll leave that there. Let's talk about COVID-19, bubble, restrictions, all that sort of thing. Lots of people will be wondering, Hoops, where does the whole bubble thing lie with their team this year?
Yeah, well, listening to the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo, during the week, and basically they're just monitoring the situation, which has obviously been the scenario for most of us around the world over the course of the last 12 months. Initially, the game was hoping that players would not have to go back into any form of bubble environment. And we should note that towards the back end of last week, there had been zero community transmissions in any of the key states in relation to COVID-19. But that can change, as we have seen, in the course of a matter of hours. And so as a result, the NRL are just taking an approach with caution attitude. There are some challenges around the All-Stars game because that was due to be up in Townsville. And as it sits at the moment, Sydney players would struggle to be able to get in there. Well, they wouldn't be allowed. Mm. And so as a result, the NRL would have to apply for exemptions similar to what we saw last year.
So, Hoops, just on that game's scheduled for Feb 20 or that weekend of Feb 20.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, for the rest of us, we'd be wanting to know, is the border going to open between January 16 and Feb 20?
Well, I can't answer that, no. Anthony. You'll have to get on your pipeline to Tommy Tate at the Gold Coast or Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yeah.
Mm. Anastasia will be awaiting your phone call, I know. So essentially the NRL are just monitoring the scenario and then they'll make a call closer to kickoff how the cards all sit. They're hoping, they don't want to have to put everybody back into those really stringent regimes that players were forced to adhere to last year. And obviously we saw, you know, there was some challenges around it because a lot of blokes didn't like it, and understandably so. And as a result, ended up getting pinched at a pub or a cafe or whatever it was and at the copper slap on the wrist. Your coach, Wayne Bennett, had to spend a couple of weeks out. You know?
Where was he at the restaurant there?
He was at Grappa. Yeah. Charlie and Steve, two of the great Inner West characters. Very good people. Have you been to, have you had lunch or dinner there, Anthony?
I haven't, no.
Oh, mate, we've got to go.
Okay, well. Yeah,
they roll it on the boys.
Set that up, mate. What, that's a little bit of pasta, a little bit of antipasta and.
Mate, it's fine dining. There's beautiful. A little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's traditional, classic Aussie and Australian food. But
what I might do is grab Wayne and his beautiful wife, Dale. They only live near me.
Yep.
Shoot out there and you can shout us.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
No question, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so COVID, we're going to take the same precautions as 2020.
Yep.
At this stage.
At this stage, they haven't made a call, right? But they are prepared that they may have to say to the entire competition, okay, this is the scenario. We're all going to have to adhere to these rules to get the game up and running off the tarmac and so that we can actually have it in orbit.
So even if the whole COVID-19 situation went bunter again in New South Wales and Queensland, we would still be safe to say we got through it last year, we'll get through it this year.
We got through it last year, yes. But what they would have to do is we would have to lock it all down and players would be back into that scenario where they're only allowed to go to and from training. They can't go to supermarkets. They can't go to cafes. They can't go to the pub. They can't go to the local bowling club like you like to kick the thongs off and roll a ball along the lawn.
Yes.
Those sorts of liberties. That all gets taken away from you.
But not from me. I can still do that.
You can still, I think so. Yeah. Sometimes you put yourself in your own little bubble down there at
Bubble
Little
Boy,
Bay.
Like Seinfeld, But I'm just having a look. I want to make up a list of who you're taking to that restaurant, Grappa. So if I get Wayne and Dale, myself and Miss Portugal, that's four. You're okay with that so far?
Well, hang on. Go on.
And then you can bring along your other half.
Yes.
So you'll book a table for six.
I'll tell you what, geez, you've hit the accelerator fast here.
This is your.
Can't you, what about this bloke and a free lunch? Fair dinkum.
No,
mate, you're like a seagull on a chip. Honestly. Well, mate, doesn't anybody ever take you anywhere?
Mate, you have a. This will be your shout.
Mate, I just mentioned one of Sydney's great joints, Grappa, which is a tremendous restaurant run by Charlie and Steve. Very good people.
And I said, great, I'll come along.
Yeah, and I said, happy days, no problem. Right. But now you're inviting your own personal guest
list. Well, that's a six, and then I'll take six of you to the Star Buffet at Bankstown. RSL.
Oh, here we go.
We're all square.
Ching, the king of cash. I should have known that there was going to be.
Oh, look at you.
There was always going to be the king of cash, the Redfern Rocket, the Waterloo White Ant. There was always going to be a sting in the tail.
No, mate,
you're like a tarantula.
You're red hot.
You pick
hot,
you
mate.
Up, you know, at some stage you're going to get bitten. And that's what it was. A little Bankstown RSL. RSL. Ching.
No.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer. I Call BS.
Let's do it. I Call BS. You can call BS on something rugby league related, something NRL related, something just going on in your life. And Hoops, I've just spent five unbroken weeks with my beautiful wife, Christine, Miss Portugal, who we've been together 37 years, but 5 weeks with anyone is a long time. And I call BS on her today because, I know she's not listening, and she's always got to give me these little chores like I'm some sort of a moron, and if she don't keep giving me these little chores, I won't know what to do with myself. A, it might be, can you just stay here for another hour? I've got to go out, and I'm expecting a parcel. That's a big one. The other one is, I'm going to put some sweet potatoes in the oven. Can you just keep an eye on the sweet potatoes? Or the other one might be, can you drive my mother into the city, or can you go past the dry cleaners and see if the dry cleaners is open? So it's always these little, can you go past East Lakes and pick up some Lebanese bread? So it's all these dumb little chores that are like designed for me to just not forget that I'm a human being and I've got to function every day. But yesterday we had a little beauty where I'm heading upstairs to watch the good telly, right? Upstairs there's the good telly, right? I want to go.
Is that where you got the fire stick?
I don't know what a fire stick is. I've got Stan.
Yes, you
I've got
do.
Binge. Mate, you're stealing something
off your neighbour. He rang up once and confirmed that you were pirating.
Have you ever, have you ever in your life let anyone finish a sentence?
Of course.
Hey? Yeah. Have you let anyone
when
ever finish?
When there's an opportunity, Anthony, you have to
Are you going to let me finish this?
Go on, yes.
I'm heading upstairs to watch the good telly. To which she says, before you go up there, would you please make me a cup of tea? So I said, well, that won't take long. So I go in the kitchen, put the jug on, put the tea bag in. By the time I've made the cup of tea, she's gone upstairs and she's watching something on the good telly. So you see what she's done? Mm. She sent me on a bit of a wild goose chase so she could get the telly. I call BS on that.
I call BS on you. You're too harsh on Christine, mate. For starters, you're batting overs. She is one of the world's nicest ladies, and how she's managed to survive marriage with you for as long as she has, she deserves about 6 Olympic gold medals. Secondly, right, aside from teeing off on your wife, who, as I said, is one of the world's nicest people, and what she just did there that you've just described, mate, she played you. She knew what you were doing. She went, you know what? I'm going to cut him off at the pass.
Yes.
Can you please make me a cup of tea, which is a perfectly reasonable request.
Yeah.
And then while you're off setting up the tea bag, she's gone, righto, shimmy, shimmy, whoosh, bang, I'll grab the number one television and away we go.
She's
so what was
there.
She watching up there?
She was watching the Portuguese Variety Hour on Aurora. Bit of singing, bit of Portuguese cooking.
I was going to say Sydney Housewives or something like that.
Nah.
Aside from putting the slipper into Christine, I'm also going to call BS on you because you've put the slipper in to two of our great mates, a legend of the game in Gordon Tallis and Paul Kent.
Right.
And predictably, you waited till they weren't here so they can't defend themselves and you just get the one wood out, set the ball up on the tee and whooshka, away you go. So I'm calling BS on you, Anthony.
Well,
don't put the slipper in when they're not here to defend themselves and you know that if they were, you would be in reverse at 180 kilometres an hour.
I know that you are in love with both of them. I know that you are in...
they're my mates.
That you are
mates,
so in love with
mates
them.
Mates stand by mates.
That there's no question you will be in touch with them the minute we walk out of this studio. So when you get hold of them, tell both of them that I said I have carried them both for the last 7 years on this show. Right?
Oh, mate, what's in that cup of tea that you made a minute earlier? Fair dinkum.
Anyway.
You have lost the plot.
Those two will be...
And the jockey and the horse has jumped the fence.
they'll both be back next for the...
They'll be back and they will be teeing off on you as normal programming resumes as usual.
They are too important
we'll be
to
having
work
some
the
of the great banter. How good's that Sunday show?
Oh.
One of the greats.
If I do say so,
so
myself.
It's criminal that you get paid for it. Like you're there with your mates. You're talking rugby league. You're talking all the big issues. You're having a laugh along the way. Can't beat it.
Well, they're going to bump me up to two figures this year, as you know, and I'm pretty happy about that.
I heard that they'd also thrown in a petrol car and they were thinking about even giving you a couple of cab charges.
Yeah, they've even said, play your cards right and we might even ask you to the Christmas party.
There you go.
So, you know, it's looking up.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Just about done on the Summer Session today. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers here at Triple M. But before we do, we thought we'd get on one of the more colourful characters of our great game of rugby league. He's, of course, playing for the Cronulla Sharks via the Tigers via 5 minutes at the Canterbury Bulldogs. It's the great Aaron Woods. Woodsy, how was your Christmas, old mate?
Hello, boys. Mate, it was good. Probably ate a little bit too much food, but it's a chilly season, so I got to enjoy it a little bit.
Right.
Now, what about the Sharkies, Woodsy? I'm hearing very good things about Matty Moylan. We've seen him have some injury challenges and miss a lot of football over the last couple of years, but I'm hearing he hasn't missed a session and he's flying in the halves alongside Chad Townsend.
Yeah, look, Moylan's flying. It's probably to himself, he's probably been underdone the last couple of years. His body hasn't handled the training load too well, but... to his credit, the biggest thing that he did in the off-season was he got a couple of trainers to look at his body and just to get his body strong again. Not so much to get all the K's and legs, but just get the joints and the ligaments strong. He's stretching. And, mate, he's come back. He hasn't missed a beat. We're going through one of our sessions the other day. It was, one of the biggest sessions I've done in my last couple of years down at Cronulla. And Matty Moylan's high-speed efforts, the kilometres he ran at training, he did the most by anyone. So we just need to just keep working hard with him and hopefully doesn't break down and keep doing the right things.
Yeah, they're good signs because I tell you what, when he's on fire, he is a hell of a talent. Now, what about a couple of club legends that you've now brought on board in terms of your coaching staff? Luke the Groover Lewis and also Paul the G-Train Gallen. Give us a bit of an insight about what those two are doing with the club now.
Yeah, look, obviously Gal was in and around there last year until we had the bubble because he couldn't commit, which was pretty hard. And you know, it was pretty disappointing for the boys because a club legend like that in every day, the boys lift up to that. So Gal does a lot of our defence and wrestling, and he still gets in there and rips in, believe it or not. And he's one of the hardest blokes to wrestle still. So the boys don't like getting on the mat with him too much. And Big Groover, mate, it's been unreal to have him around. He's been doing a lot of work with our edges, our edge defence, and also our attack. He's been really good for Britain Akoruma. You know, just giving little indicators and little things to work on in his game. And, mate, like I said with Matty Moreland, mate, he's had a massive preseason. He's up there with one of our best trainers. So just having those blokes around, you know, it just gives a lot of boys confidence. And, you know, they're just going the blokes that have been in the game. And, you know, Groover's only been out for 2 years. Gow's been out for 1 year. So they can relate to him really a lot.
Hey, Woodsy, a lot of these great young kids have re-signed. Royce Hunt, Sione Katoa, Kennedy, Mulitalo, Talakai as well. But in terms of bringing new players to the club, there's not really much gone on there apart from Aidan Tolman, who I thought was an interesting signing.
Yeah, Maroon, we've got a lot of really good young kids coming through. Over the last 2 or 3 years, blokes like, you know, Braden Hemingueli, Jack Williams, you know, you got your Toby Rudolphs, like you said, Britton Akoruma, Siva Talakai. We're sort of relying on them to come through and, you know, when they first come, they were blokes that, yeah, they're happy to play first grade, but now they're first graders and they're there to make a massive claim on that jersey. So, you know, Aidan Tolman has been a really good a boost for our middle. You know, we lost someone like Gallen and his experience, and blokes like Matty Pryor, like you said, Luke Lewis as well. So to gain someone like Tolles, I think he's played nearly 280 first grade games. He's been really good for the young guys, and he's a guy that, I remember when I was at the Bulldogs, he's one of the fittest guys I've ever played with. The metres per minute when you're playing, he's up through the roof. So, and he does every training session and trains enormously. So his work ethic is really, you know, covered off on all the young guys. So it's just got to, you know, the biggest thing for us at the moment is just keep getting through the sessions and no one breaks down. Because like you said, we haven't really brought too many in. We just got a lot of guys that we hope we can take that next level.
Yeah, he's definitely a seasoned NRL professional, Aidan Tolman. Now, what about your little halfback, Woodsy? I did a story with Fox Sports during the week where he's turned his hand to brewing beer. Now, I know you don't mind a cold drink on a hot day being part of the front rowers union, but what's he doing? He's got a pale ale and they've called it Cronulla Beer Co. Apparently it's going Burko. He's got it on taps all over the Shire and he can't make it quick enough.
Mate, you can't make quick. It's $75 a bloody case. We're trying to get a couple cases out of him. Mate, we're trying to get a couple cases out of him. Mate, he wouldn't give us anything. He's a stinch. But look, it's not even that drop, mate. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we in the break, we had a couple of beers with a couple of boys. And, you know, Chaddy doesn't always come down. He's a bit of a family man. And he come down, and we were a bit surprised that Chaddy rocked up. And then when we're sitting there having a couple of beers, just down northeast, next thing you know, we look at the tap and they're brewing Cronulla beer. No wonder why he wanted to come down and get one to take you to drop. We couldn't believe it. So, mate, it's a good job. He's made it with a couple of mates from the area. And, mate, there's a couple of local boys doing their best. And to be honest, he'll have to send you some. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a powwow, and he's certainly talking it up. And I'll tell you what, it's taken off because he was saying that their goal is they want to try and get a brewery going down in the Shire in Cronulla. It's called Cronulla Beer Co. And they reckon it is for a powwow. It's a good drop, Anthony.
Well, I'll have to give it a go, Hoops. But, Woodsy, we've got to leave it there, mate. All the best for season 2021 to you and the Sharkies. And always good to catch up with you, mate.
Boys, just want to say one thing too. Thanks for having me. It's good to see Triceps make an appearance this week too.
Yeah, mate, you should see. Mate, Woodsy.
He's got a big dollar, mate. Come on.
Mate, it was Christmas time, Woodsy, and I had a full book of rides. I had a lot of commitments that I needed to get myself to, spread myself around, and thankfully I had a lot of good blokes that looked after me as well.
I thought you were still bashing me from the days leaving the Tigers, mate. I thought you were still dirty on me.
Nah, it's all good, mate. That's long gone. Who knows? We might get you back. You're off contract at the end of this year, mate. Bit of luck. We might be able to get you back.
Anything can happen in rugby league, brother.
Good on you, Woodsy. Good to catch up. All the best for the season.
Yeah, boys. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Aaron Woods joining us and bringing up your massive triceps there, Hoops. I was going to suggest it's only a matter of time before one of the NRL clubs needs a tricep coach. And, mate, you will be feeding him. Your triceps are absolutely – how many dips are you doing at the moment?
I'm fit and available if they need me, Anthony. Right, so we'll go in. We'll do some close grips. We'll do some dips. We'll do some overhead extensions. Mm. Yeah, we'll get a good variety into the routine.
Yep.
And we'll try and get some good explosive power happening.
A whole big variety of dips.
Tell you what about all the emails and tweets that we've got about all the cash buried in your backyard? There's only one king of cash.
Mate, do you want bikers to come to my house?
And, they're saying they might start sending police helicopters over the top
for 6 months.
Just to have a look at things.
I haven't worked for 6 months, so spare a thought for me, okay?
JobKeeper?
Mate, it's not your... Why do you have to know my business? Why do you... You and Ryan Girdle have to know my business.
It's okay for you, right? It's okay for you to stir up, have a laugh, and wind up about triceps, right?
Well, mate, you've got great triceps.
Which is all good banter, right? But then you throw a little bit of curry powder back in the pan, and all of a sudden you want to blow up and sizzle and pop. I don't understand it, Anthony.
Well, mate, because it's 6 weeks without you.
If you're going to throw them, you've got to be able to wear them.
I was giving you a compliment, mate. You've got great triceps.
Thanks, Anthony.
Let's leave it there. We'll see you next week. Thanks to Brighton's. It's the Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.